meticulous. Okay, let's take a look at the Tosos on Brachos and Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis. It's the same basic question that Tosos addresses here in Sukkah with a very different result. So the first question that Tosos raises over here is V'im Tomar V'ha Havi Rosh Chodesh Miyom Midulo L'Sanos B'Hom V'Megilas Tainus V'Yesh Loma D'Achi Pirusha Iboy Achil V'Iboy Lo Achil Pas Shechayavnu V'Berchas HaMazon Aval B'Yom Tov Tzarech L'Achil Pas. So what is Tosos addressing here, first of all? What is Tosos addressing in Brachos? Any ideas? We're talking here a little bit about Rosh Chodesh, right? So if you'll tell me now, when the Gemara says, Eid b'ayachil, Eid b'ayachil, and now you'll ask me, one second, on Rosh Chodesh, how could I say Eid b'ayachil, Eid b'ayachil? Don't I have a chiyuv to eat on Rosh Chodesh? I can't fast. Can't fast on Rosh Chodesh. Oh, so Yesh Lama Dachi Perusho. Ibai Achav, Ibai Lo Achav. It doesn't mean don't eat at all. It means don't eat pas. Shechayav Nebrech HaSamazon. Aval V'yom Tov. Nice. Aval, what is that, Ida?
No, it's like an app that goes to Ida. Yeah.
That's nice. It's very clear.
Yeah.
Aval V'yom Tov. Tzarech le'achol pas. What's the problem? What's the problem here? You guys should be jumping up and down already. Well, first, there's two problems, I would say. Two things that need addressing. The first thing that needs addressing is, this is, at least to note, that this is different than the Shita expressed by Tosos in Sukkah. The Shita of Tosos in Sukkah was what? Iboy achil, iblo boy achil.
Klal, yeah.
Yeah, he says on Yontif there's no chiyot eat at all. Over here, Tosos is saying no.
He specifies bread.
Yeah, Tosos is saying over here, no. On Yontif, you chayiv to eat pas. You must eat pas on Yontif. But what does the Gemara mean when it says iboy achil, iboy achil? Oh, that means on Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to eat. You can get away without eating pas. You can get away without eating pas on Rosh Chodesh, right? You can get away without eating pas on Rosh Chodesh, but on Yontif you must eat pas. So there's two issues. I mean, one is just to note that it's different from Tosos in Sukkah. I mean, that happens from time to time. You have different Balei HaTosos. We sort of grow up thinking, you know, for those of us that have been introduced to Talmud early on, we've been conditioned to think that Rashi is a Rishon and Tosos is a Rishon. But the truth is, as we've mentioned here many times, Tosos, by the very term, implies that the author or the editor of Tosafos was not one individual, it was multiple Baalei HaTosos. We know there were many Baalei HaTosos. There were many individuals who comprised the camp known as the Tosafos. So, okay, to have one Shita.
If you have the transcripts of an individual Rishon who was part of Tosos, it's usually clearer.
Yeah, you have, for example, the Tosos of Rina David, right? It's on Psachim. It's a different style than the traditional Tosos that you have in the Gemara. Or you have Tosos of Rina Peretz, or there are different compilations of Tosafos that aren't printed in the Talmud. These generally, I think, they say are Tosos Shans. They're edited by Tosos Shans. But be that as it may, it's not uncommon to have a Tosos in one place in Shas conflict with another place in Shas. But it tells you, if nothing else, that there is a machlokas. There is a machlokas in the Rishonim, whether or not there is a chiyuv to have a suda, and by suda we mean pas, right, on Yontif. So that's one point that perhaps we need to address. What would it be the basis for such a machlokas? Why would I say there is a chiyuv of a suda on Yontif? And why would I say there is no chiyuv of suda on Yontif? That's question number one presented here right away. And question number two, which immediately presents itself, is, one second, what's the difference between Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tov? Tulsa says over here, there's a difference between Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tov. On Rosh Chodesh, you can get away without eating pas. But on Yom Tov, you can't get away without eating pas. And again, the implication is that on Rosh Chodesh, you still must eat. You can't fast. You just need not eat bread. On Yom Tov, you not only can you not fast, but you must eat bread. So question number two is, what's the distinction between Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tov? Such that on Rosh Chodesh, while I can't fast, I need not eat pas. On Yom Tov, however, when I can't fast, I must eat pas. So I'll say, I want to start with the second question, because the first question might not take us. Well, we'll start with the second question, but you want me to repeat the first question? The first question is simply, what might be the machlokas between these two schools of thought? The one who maintains there is a chiyuv sud on Yom Tov, and the one on the other hand who maintains there's no chiyuv sud on Yom Tov. Right? Tosos over here espouses the idea that you must have a sud on Yom Tov, pas. And Tosos in Sukkah says, no, you don't eat bo yachil, eat lo bo yachil klal. Sorry, eat bo yachil, eat bo lo achil klal. Repeat that. Eat bo yachil, fine, want to eat, good. Eat bo lo achil klal. Don't have to eat at all if you don't want. No suda, no chiyuv suda, apparently. Over here, it tells us, no, Yom Tov, you have a chiyuv of pas. You have a chiyuv of pas. On Rosh Chodesh, things are different.
Yes? Where does he say here that there's a chiyuv to eat?
Second line, third line. Yesh loma dehachi pirush, ibay achil, ibay lo achil, pas. Shechayav nebir samazam, aval biyom tov, it's the fourth line. No, it's the third line. Aval biyom tov tzarech le'achol pas. It's the third line going into the fourth line.
I see. Yeah.
Okay. So what do you say? Any ideas? What's the difference between Yom Tov and Rosh Chodesh? If you had to try to think about it now, we don't have any real information here. Yeah. The second question. Yes. Simply stated. What's the difference between Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tov? Such that on Yom Tov I must have a suda. And Rosh Chodesh, while I'm not allowed to fast, I don't necessarily have a chiyuv of a suda. That's the distinction Tosfos makes. Yom Tov has a chiyuv of suda, i.e. pas. Rosh Chodesh has an iser tainus, but no chiyuv suda. So all I'm asking is, can we come up with a working definition for the requirement to eat on Yom Tov and the requirement to eat on Rosh Chodesh, such that we could accommodate this distinction? What I mean to say is that obviously the nature of the obligation is different on Rosh Chodesh and on Yom Tov. I'm just asking if we could explain what the source of the obligation is in both of those cases.
The source of the obligation, there's no...
I mean, what's the root? What's the machayev?
There's no...
Yeah, we're saying it's correct, but that seems to be more of a reflection of something else. It's symptomatic of something else. The question is, why on Rosh Chodesh may I not fast, but I need not eat a suda, whereas on Yom Tov, I may not fast, and I must have a suda.
Well, there are other...
Time 4 is making a good point, and that is that you see on some level, I think Chaim Glockspies is saying the same thing, that the days that are listed in Megillus Tainus as being Usar B'Tainus, right, those days are obviously somehow bound up with some element of Simcha. Why can't I fast? Well, I can't fast because fasting runs afoul of the state that I'm supposed to be in. I'm supposed to be b'simcha now. So I'm supposed to be b'simcha on Rosh Chodesh, so I can't fast. Okay, nihi that I can't fast, but I don't have to have a suda. So what would be the next step from there? So what do you see about the chiyuv of suda? Yeah.
So just again to confirm the question we're on, it's why on Rosh Chodesh do we not have to fast?
We're
not allowed to fast, and we don't need a suda.
But you don't need a suda.
Okay, but we don't need a suda. But in Yom Tov, we...
Not allowed to fast.
Yeah. We're,
and you must have a suda.
Correct.
Confirmed. Rosh Chodesh. According to this, I could eat what? I could eat fruit, I could eat basar, I could eat dogim, gvina, whatever I want.
Mine targima.
Yeah. Well, that's a whole separate question. What's a mine targima?
Yeah.
In some places, the Rishonim seem to say mine targima is mizonos. In other places, they say it's basar and piri. So that's a little bit of a complication. But putting that aside for the moment, whatever it is that I have to eat in order not to be called fasting and to be besimcha, it doesn't require pas.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that's why I can't fast, and that's why eating other things is sufficient, because eating other things puts me in a certain state where I'm happy. I have a good, nice lunch. I have a nice meal. I'm besimcha. I feel ma'unav. I feel sated. I feel satisfied, but I don't feel then I'm lacking. That's enough. So what happens on Yom Tov? That's not enough, apparently, on Yom Tov. Yeah.
Is that Rosh Chodesh considered Yom Tov?
No.
So how come we can't say Simchas Yom Tov induces the eating of the Suda and having, like, I guess, the whatever basic level of Simcha prohibits fasting?
So, but what? Yeah. So, what do you mean? You're saying something a little further. What are you saying about Yom Tov now?
That Yom Tov means requires a Suda.
That's a fact. I'm asking why.
Oh, it's a higher level of.
Higher level.
Yeah, you have to induce a state of Simcha versus simply refrain from.
Well, no. According, you would still have to make sure you're b'simcha Rosh Chodesh. By eating, you're making you sure that you're b'simcha. You're not allowed to be in tzar. You're not allowed to be in tzar yourself. By fasting, you would be in tzar. So
yeah.
By eating, you're making sure that you're not in tzar. You're saying something about Yom Tov. So what do you want to say on Yom Tov?
So
you want to say a specific...
Yom Tov, you have to... I guess you have... It's like part of... You have to get into a greater state of simcha.
Step up. Instead of just not being in tzar, you have to actually involve yourself in this.
Yeah. There's a difference between not going negative and between actively going positive.
Why can't I just eat meat or fruit?
Because then you're not actively going positive.
Why not? No, I'm eating other things. I'll eat other things.
So you're staying neutral. You're not going negative.
You're saying positive.
Yeah, positive is a plus.
So you're saying on Yom Tov is not just down that I have to be Simcha, but there's a specific formula for the Simcha.
Yes.
There's a specific tzura to the Simcha. Simcha has to come about through the Achila of Basar and Yayin and Suda. It's not enough to be in a state. Like you're saying on Rosh Chodesh, it's enough to be however the state comes about, it's sufficient.
I don't know about Suda. I know for sure Basar and Yayin, but I don't know about Suda actually causes Simcha.
Okay, so you want to take issue with that? There might be another approach, but that's what Yonah's saying. Let's just hear out Yonah, and then we'll go with Yonah. Heal. Okay.
What
did
you say?
You heard me.
Okay. So according to what you're saying, there's no difference between like drinking a glass of water and having like a meal of meat.
I was asking now. See, now Yonah is changing his presentation a little bit. He wants to say that on. On the what's that?
That's what I was always trying to present.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Wasn't
so now I finally understood it. Maybe it was Chisaron and me. I'm sorry. So now I chop what you're saying. I was okay to understand what you were saying all this time, and I was grappling with trying to understand. I was struggling to understand was that on Rosh Chodesh, there's no chiyuv of simcha. It's simply a negative. I'm not allowed to be inside. On Yom Tov, I have a chiyuv to be besimcha.
Yeah.
And therefore, a specific formula how I am besimcha.
Yes.
Suda, basa, yayin, all those things.
Sure.
But on Rosh Chodesh, it's simply, I'm not allowed to refrain from eating.
Yeah.
That's the only distinction.
Yeah.
Okay. So Chaim Four is saying, well, then how is that different than any other day? Am I considered now besimcha? I'm not besimcha. There is no besimcha. Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
You're just not besimcha.
Okay.
Neutral.
That's one approach.
So there's no difference between on Rosh Chodesh and Tuesday.
No, because on Tuesday.
See, on Tuesday you can do whatever you want. There's no obligation not to. There's no violation. There's no prohibition of being in Tzar necessarily.
Yeah.
Okay. You know that? You want to say something different? You have different halach?
I mean, I don't know how to express that. I'm saying, like, I think that there is an idea of a separate simcha on Yom Tov.
Than there is on Rosh Chodesh.
And there is on Rosh Chodesh. Okay. I just don't know what it has to do with the fact that you need to have a meal on Yom Tov and you don't need to have a Su'uda on Rosh Chodesh. I think there's a separate thing that says that you have to have a Su'uda on Yom Tov and Shabbos. There is a separate thing that you need to have. It's like a separate halacha that you need to have that. It has nothing to do with the Simcha. The Simcha on Yom Tov is simply Basar V'Yayin, and it's... You need pas is the meal. It's something else.
Is it possible that there are multiple things that make the simcha?
There is something else that you need for simcha as well. It's also a simcha Yom Tov that you're supposed to get nice clothes and jewelry for your wife and toys for your kids and stuff like that.
On a roof.
No, for Yontif.
Yeah, okay, fine. So then that's not just one.
But I'm saying on Yontif specifically, like that's like preparation for Yontif, that like you get that stuff before Yontif for them on for Yontif. That also enhances the Simcha of Yontif, but I'm saying like
Rosh Chodesh is different.
Right, Rosh Chodesh is different. However.
But what are you saying about Rosh Chodesh?
I'm saying that Pas has nothing to do with Simchas Yom Tov.
Okay. Okay, that's possible.
And that's simply this argument over here.
You see that from the other Tosos, right? From the Tosos in Sukkah, it's mashma that way.
That was.
Because he Dafka says, don't ask me a kasha from Chetzel Hashem, Chetzel Hashem, because who says it means Pas? Right? Okay, so what's the chiyuv? What's the reason for the chiyuv of Suda then?
I actually don't know. That's what I'm saying. I don't know what it is. I'm saying it's a separate halacha. I don't know what it is, but I'm saying it's a separate thing.
You're saying it's something. You're saying what it's not though.
I'm saying what
it's negative
not.
Knowledge.
Right.
It's not what.
I don't know.
It's
what
not
it is,
simcha.
But I know it's not this.
You know it's not simcha.
I know it's not simcha.
Why? Because Rosh Chodesh should be chayv in Suda also.
Not necessarily Rosh Chodesh should be chayv.
Well, why?
Suda, it's just that. Shabbos, I don't think, is Simcha, and you still require to eat.
Shabbos is Oneg. So you want to say maybe Yom Tov is also Oneg. Right? Is that what you're saying?
There is
you want
some
say maybe
type
you
of Oneg on Yom Tov.
Yeah, of course.
I don't know if it rises to the level of Simcha, whatever. There is a mitzvah of Simcha on Yom Tov. But I don't. It doesn't have to do with eating pas.
Okay. So Basar Yayin is Simcha. Pas is something else. Oneg.
Pas is something else.
Oneg.
Maybe Oneg.
The
I
same
know.
The same Machayev on Shabbos is the Machayev on Yom Tov. Oneg. I have to have a Suda. I have to have Pas. And therefore?
Maybe.
And therefore Rosh Chodesh doesn't exist.
Right.
That's what you want to say.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a different Mahalach. That's a different Mahalach. Let me just point out something that I think fits in with the first approach. And we'll come back to this approach.
Rush.
The Rosh in Brachos, not the Rosh over here. The Rosh in Brachos is dealing with the question of what happens if a person leaves out the Hazkara, then has to go back and put in a Yiratzon or some type of Harachman. So it's the Rosh in Simen Chav Gimel. He writes like this: Tovul Hizkir Shal Shabbos BeBerkos HaMazon Omer Baruch Shenasan Shabbosos LaManucha LaAmo Yisrael BeAhava LaOs LeBris Baruch Mekadesh HaShabbos. Tov lo hizkir shal yom tov. So again, you've seen, I'm sure, on the printed benches, sometimes they have those. If you forget and you remember by a certain point, you put in the proper supplication at the appropriate time. So you forgot to mention yom tov. So what do you say? Baruch shanasan yom tovim la'amo Yisrael l'sasan l'simcha l'zikaram. Baruch mekadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim. Tov lo hizkir shal shodesh. You didn't mention Rosh Chodesh when you should have. Omer Baruch Shanasan Rosh Chodeshim La'amo Yisrael L'Zikaron. What's not mentioned here? By Yom Tov, what does he say? You should say L'Sasim L'Simcha. Shabbos, yeah, Shabbosos L'Manucha. Rosh Chodesh says, I'm not sure about Simcha. I'm not sure. I don't know if you should mention any aspect of Simcha in this. Yehi Ratzon. Why? V'lo yadana I omar ba simcha ilo. V'lo yadana I chasam ba ilo. So then he quotes the Rif. Kasav Rav Alfazal de'ein lachton ba. V'ri kasav de'ein l'shinosa mishabbos v'yom tov. V'yish lachton ba. Aval simcha mistabrish lo yomar. Why? De'lo shayach simcha b'rosh chodesh. He wants to say that there's an argument to be made that there is no simcha on Rosh Chodesh. One second. So that, Yonah, I think that fits with what you're saying. That on Rosh Chodesh, it's not a chiyuv per se of simcha. It's a separate idea. You're not allowed to be mitzari. You're not allowed to be mitzari yourself on this day, for whatever reason. It doesn't stem from simcha. It stems from some other notion that you're not allowed to be mitzari on certain days. It's not appropriate to be mitzari. Okay? So that's why eating is an avoidance of tzar. But it's not a chi of simcha. Once you have a chi of simcha, you want to say that then there's a formula. There's a specific formula for simcha. Look at yantif. Basar, yayin, suda, you have to have all those ingredients. Here you're not required to have any of them. Must be there's no chi of simcha per se. And that's certainly borne out from this Rosh. But there is no chi of simcha in Rosh Chodesh. Good. I think that's a good approach. But Chaim Lachsbar is saying something different. Chaim Lachs Pleis want to take a different mahalach. And what is that? That the machayiv on Yom Tov of Suda is not Simcha. Yeah, you want to ask a question?
Yeah, I have a question on like...
Oh, on that approach?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, before we move on to the second approach.
Okay.
Okay. If that's...
Is it okay to be like...
Yeah.
Is it okay to be like... Like on any day?
On any day?
Like...
There's no Isser.
Is that like...
There's no Isser. I'm not saying it's a mitzvah, but it doesn't seem that there's a mitzvah. Person wants to fast during the week. Okay. Doesn't mean it's an ideal. We don't endorse that. There are certain days when you see it's not a person not allowed to fast on Shabbos, not allowed to fast on Yom Tov, not allowed to fast past Chatzos. Not allowed to fast past. Can you drink water on Shabbos?
No,
because on Shabbos you have a chiyuv of sudos. You have a chiyuv of sudos. Why? Is that part of your P90X? You don't eat?
And then somebody just drank like a month, whatever.
Just drank water? It's not possible. It's not possible.
Well, hold on.
So, in any event, getting back to the matter at hand, you see, there are times when it's not proper for a person to do these things. But
he's not even here anymore.
I can only deal with what's here. I can't deal with what's not here. What could I do? That's the way people seem to roll here. Come in, they come out.
Ask a question,
just get the conversation rolling, and they leave. But what about Chaim Lachs Bar as mahal? Saying a different mahal. Now again, according to the Rosh, it'd be difficult to say what you're saying. But he wants to say like this. He wants to say that really on Rosh Chodesh there is a chiyuv simcha. Let me speak it out for a second. You'll tell me.
I'm saying it's irrelevant whether it's on Rosh Chodesh or not.
On Rosh Chodesh there may or may not be a chiyuv simcha, but what there's not is a chiyuv oneg. Chiyuv oneg is what's mechayev the Sudan Shabbos and Yom Tov, and that does not exist in Rosh Chodesh. So whatever it is that disallows fasting, if it's simcha or something else, or what Yonah calls the prohibition of being bitzar, it's not normally what's mechayev the suda. It's not what's mechayev the suda. What's mechayev the suda on Shabbos is...
I don't know if I want to say it's oneg. I'm just going to say whatever it is,
I understand, but I'm telling you it happens to be oneg. Look at Shabbos, for example. Shabbos does not have a chiyuv simcha.
I don't even know if it's from Shabbos or whatever. Whatever it is that requires you to have suda on
it doesn't exist on Rosh Chodesh. Okay, I'm just helping you out a little bit.
Okay.
I'm saying that on Shabbos and Yom Tov, we generally assume that it's a chiyuv of oneg. It's a chiyuv of oneg that's mechayev suda. Right? That doesn't exist on Rosh Chodesh. There's no idea of oneg on Rosh Chodesh. Maybe there's simcha, maybe there isn't. But those, in order to be mechayev that idea of simcha, or the choser tsar, the minias tsar, right? The avoidance of tsar,
mm-hmm.
Right, the minyas tzar, those things could be accomplished by simply eating, period. Eating per se. It don't require suda. It doesn't require suda. On Yom Tov, you have a chiyuv oneg. On Shabbos, you have a chiyuv oneg. That's mechayev suda. So that could be the distinction over here. I think that's also a very good approach. That's another possible way of distinguishing between Rosh Chodesh on the one hand and Yom Tov on the other.
By the way, which are there rishonim who take that approach?
Which?
The one I said.
That what?
The...
A Rishon that holds that there's, I don't know. I could tell you that the Rav wanted to say something very similar to what you're saying, but he assumed that there was a chiyuv of Simcha on Rosh Chodesh. But other than that, it was very similar to what you said.
I understand.
You don't have to get involved in that question.
It just doesn't matter
right.
At this point.
You're right. You're 100% right. You don't have to get involved in that question. Yes?
So, just to do a synopsis.
Confirm? Clarify?
Yeah, clarify. All right.
Yeah, two possible approaches.
So the second approach,
the first approach is in line with the Rosh. I'm not saying it is the Rosh. I'm saying it seems to be in line with the Rosh. What you said. It's your approach.
And the second.
You understand the second approach?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Second approach. Okay, second approach. We're about to hear a recap.
Yeah.
Stay tuned.
Okay, so again, the second approach was by whom?
Chaim Lachsbar is making that suggestion. No, I don't know that it's open to the Rishonim. I said that Rabbi Soloveitchik had a very similar mahal. It's very similar to Rabbi Soloveitchik.
So,
Rabbi Soloveitchik wanted to distinguish between Oneg and Simcha, and he said that the Mechayiv on Yom Tov is like on Shabbos, Oneg. The Mechayiv of Suda, meaning Pas. He wanted to say that the Mechayiv of Pas is not from Simcha. It's not from Simcha per se, it's from Oneg. You don't have oneg on Rosh Chodesh. The most you have on Rosh Chodesh is simcha.
I thought oneg was
No, that's
was
No.
Is that not, that's not the sanction that you have?
I know, I'm not aware of that.
So according to that side, Oneg is doing both Shabbos and Yom Tov.
But not on Rosh Chodesh. Doesn't exist on Rosh Chodesh. Right.
Apparently Oneg is Chodesh.
It doesn't exist on Rosh Chodesh, right. There is no din of Oneg on Rosh Chodesh.
So where is the...
But he wanted to say, Rabbi Soloveitchik wanted to say, that the Rosh Chodesh, the Isser of Tainus on Rosh Chodesh stemmed from Simcha.
So
that you can be with Simcha as long as you, with other means. You don't need Pas to be with Simcha.
What about Yom Tov? Is there Simcha?
There is, but that's different. That's different than the source for Pas. On Yom Tov, it might demand Basar and Yayin, but it doesn't demand Pas. Oneg demands Pas. That's what he wanted to say. And we'll have to test this out. I mean, it's going to be a little bit of an issue. There's a tshuva in Rabbi Kiva Eger that, like I mentioned last week, the first tshuva in Rabbi Kiva Eger sort of skirts this issue, gets into it a little bit. I'd like to maybe spend some time going through that tshuva.
And does he have a third radical opinion, or is it like...
What do you mean? No, he doesn't. It's not really this issue. It's a different issue, which touches and concerns this of necessity. The question over there is a little bit different. It's about a woman who left out Yalav Yavo and benching on Yom Tov. Does she have a chiyuv to go back or not? What? Well, because you have to deal with the chiyuv of Suda on Yom Tov, so he gets into some of these issues.
Who cares?
Well, that's what someone else said without someone saying it so loud.
nice that we got that on record.
Yeah, yeah. That's right. Hopefully it won't be listening to that.
What's that?
No, I know. As Yonah would say, it's a separate Yalfusa. Tesvav, Michaga Matos.
Learning derivation.
Right? That has nothing to do with the chiyuv of Yom Tov in general. It's a din of Theatma.
Oh, fine.
But yeah, let's say Yatzeres, Shavuos.
Yeah.
No, you wouldn't according to that Tosos, so you would say Pesach Kefest.
Because didn't learn that from
there's no Tesvav, Michaga Matos for that. That's a separate din. A separate thing, whatever the reason is, however you want to learn, like we did last week. That was the first stick on the Aleph part, which you got through.
Yeah.
It's a din achila besukah, nothing to do with besukah station shivas yamim. It doesn't necessarily have anything to do with Yom Tov. I mean, the Ritva, by the way, gets into this issue also of achila b'yom Tov. Maybe we'll take up the Ritva tomorrow. But, you have a question?
Yeah.
I'd like to go through a little further in the Tosos. This is only the first point in Tosos. There's some more issues here. Tells us if we could just go through them a little bit. You want to ask a question or just okay? Could we go a little further than Tosos, Rabosai? We have about another 20 minutes. Could we try to get a little more time?
Please, Rabosai.
Sorry, Rabotai.
No,
all right, Rabotai.
I love it. Chaim's.
Reshut Shemayim. We'll ask David Horton what he thinks.
No, you can go.
You mean Tony?
Tony Horton.
With David Horton.
Shall we?
We shall.
Thank you so much. Vitema. Thank you. Thank you all for coming. Vitema, the Aminam Basukha. So Tosa says, now it's a question, it's a wonder, it's a Pella. As we say in Sukkah Dach Chazayin Amar Aleph, I bai yachil, vi bai lo achil. Chutz mi laila rishona. The Yalef, Tesvav, Nechagamatzos. He's molded that there's something unique about the first night, but special because they're Shavuot. We learn that from. Now he's going to say something different. Tosus has to deal with the Gemara in Sukkah.
Mm-hmm.
What does the Gemara in Sukkah say? The Gemara in Sukkah says, Ibai achil, Ibai lo achil, except for the first night. Oh, so how are you going to deal with that? If you don't want to eat in Sukkah, you don't have to eat in Sukkah. Aval b'shvil yom tov tzarech lechol. That Gemara is only addressing the chiyuv of a sukkah. It's not addressing the chiyuv of Yom Tov. That's the way he's going to respond to that potential problem, potential question. Don't ask me about the Gemara in Sukkah, Ibayachil, Ibayalachil, because that Gemara is not talking anything about the chiyuv of Suda on Yom Tov. It's only talking about the chiyuv insofar as the chiyuv of sitting in the sukkah, but you'd still have a chiyuv to eat because of Yom Tov. Right? I think this is Pasha. Based on everything that we've seen so far, this is Pasha. All right, another Kasha.
So again, the last part was if you want to eat, do so. But if you don't want to eat, don't do so.
That's only insofar as Sukkah is concerned.
Yeah.
But insofar as Yom Tov is concerned, no, that you have to eat for Yom Tov's sake.
Yes.
That's the way he's going to answer that question.
So what about the other days of Sukkah?
That's for sure. Everyone agrees that's a Rishos. In terms of sukkah, that's rishos, and if there's no yontif, then it's also going to be
rishos.
But
on the first day,
I understand. He's asking chol hamoed, right? Whatever the
so
other.
So on the first day, you would be. It would be fine to have
to not eat. It would be fine not to eat as far as sukkah is concerned, but as far as yontif is concerned, you're going to have to eat because of yontif.
So you can fulfill it with just having.
No, you have to have pas.
But you could fulfill it by having a kazayit of pas. You won't need to have a kabetz of pas.
That would be enough, right?
And
you wouldn't have to eat it. Well, and then you might not have to eat it in the sukkah unless you learn like the shita that says, like the Rambam, the Yechayev.
Okay.
No, sorry, but you won't be chayev. You won't be in violation according to the Rambam of eating outside the sukkah with the kazayas. You just chayev to eat a kazayas in the sukkah. Yeah. Okay. The im tomer my nafkamina in tzorach lechol b'shvil yomtiv o b'shvil sukkos. That's the very question. Who cares? What's the nafkamina? Maybe you'll ask me, what's the nafkamina? If you tell me you have to sit in the sukkah the first night and eat, who cares? Who cares what the reason is? Who cares what the reason is? Is it because of sukkah or is it because of yontif? Either way, I'm eating in the sukkah the first night. He says, oh, I'll tell you exactly what the reason is, what the difference is. Umi Omer Rabbeinu Yehuda, the nafkamina could go on sheyardu gishamim v'ochlu chutz l'sukkah. You ate on the first night of yontif, but you ate in your house because it rained. Now it stops raining. So if you tell me my chiyuv is only in terms of Yom Tif, what do I have to do?
Nothing.
Shama Yisrael. You ate. You yotzi chiyuv sudan Yom Tif. That's it. Kvartik.
Mm-hmm.
But if you tell me there's a chiyuv to eat in the sukkah, it's not raining now. You better go out in the sukkah and eat.
It's so wet.
If it's not otherwise a case of mitzdaya. Okay. If it's just a din yomtiv, it's funny. He also uses the lashon of covered yomtiv. He doesn't say simple yomtiv, right? He says if it's just for the din of covered yomtiv, shapir, all is good, fine and voile.
How do you say it?
Shapir.
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 Is that related to Shapiro?
Shapiro.
Like last name?
Shapiro. I'm not aware of any connection, but it sounds the same.
Okay.
I don't know if you were joking or you're serious.
No.
I'm not sure. There might be. I doubt that there is.
Again,
this is an Aramaic word. That name is probably Polish. Or...
Shapir means okay.
Shapir means good.
It's good.
How you holding up there, Billy? Right?
Great. Yeah, I'm following.
Nice. Big day today. Big day. Bed's coming. It's awesome. Aval im b'shvil sukkah, if you tell me it's now sukkah din that you have to eat, right? Im b'shvil sukkah b'yomtev, if you tell me that it's because of sukkah which coincides with yomtev, I'm sorry, B'yantav Rishon, Tzorach Lachsev Alechol B'sukkah. La'achar Shepaska Gishamim. After it stops raining, you're going to have to go out and eat in the sukkah because of the sukkah-based obligation. D'alfinan, Tesvav, Tesvav, Mechag HaMatzos. Aval B'shar Yomim, but on all other days, this is what you just asked a moment ago, Yonah, Ein Tzorach, you would not be, Ein Tzorach, you would not be required to do this. Okay? Good. So that's all clear? That's the nafkamina. If it's a din in sukkah, then when it stops raining, you're going to have to go back out and eat in the sukkah to satisfy the achiv. Yeah, you have a achiv, which you didn't satisfy yet.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but if you tell me it's a achiv in yomtif, okay, I ate inside. I'm in yotze. In yotze, I'm a achiv to eat on yomtif. It's the obvious nafkamina. Another issue. V'hadarminim perik elu dvarim marbreit deravina have yosef batanisa kulo shasa. You'll ask me a kasha. It says in the Gemara in Psachim that marbreit deravina was a big faster and he would fast all the time. Mashmash hayim asana b'yomtif. How is it possible? Over here you're telling me that it's a chiyuv sudan yomtif. So how could it be that a person would fast on yomtif? How could it be? So he has a teretz mefarish ri de batanis cholom ka'amar. Talking over there about a special type of tainus that's mutter. Tainus cholom kamar. Aval b'shar taniyos, aser. Other tainus would be aser on those days, Shabbos and Yom Tov.
Fasting for like a bad dream.
Yes.
Right?
For those people that have such a bad dream that they feel they want to have some type of tshuva for, they want to fast for it, they want to do hatavas cholom. It's not so common today that people feel that way or know enough about dreams that they're so upset by them. That happens from time to time. No, I am familiar with one case. A person told me that his father was told, based on a certain dream that he had, that he should fast by an Eldam Galdol. And another case, I think I told you, when I was still single, I was learning Eretz Yisrael. You remember I was in the base Medrash Motzei Shabbos.
Oh yeah, the rabbi you had no contact with came over and asked you.
I had very little contact with him. I told you I was scared of him, right? I told you he was very scared of him. Very scary guy. It's in Perek HaRoa that the Gemara discusses. One of the dreams I remember has something to do with your teeth falling out. If you dream that your teeth falling out, some bad sign. I remember when
oh,
I was.
Oh, really? Because I had I was a teacher in middle school. He told me that he constantly had the same dream. He was just walking along, and his teeth were falling out, and he didn't care. He was just like.
I remember in high school I had a dream. I was a little bit upset
yeah,
by
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he said he kept having that dream.
I was a senior in high school. I had a dream of something with my teeth falling out. I remember I spoke to him and said, don't worry. You know. Don't be so concerned about it. But that's one of the things that the Gemara talks about.
Doesn't it mean that you have a toothache?
I don't know. Whatever it means. You take a look at it. I don't remember. Anyway, getting back to this Tosafos. Getting back to this Tosafos. So, Tanis Cholom is one of those Tanisim that are mutter, but other Tanisim would be not permissible. So, that's why that it was permissible for that Amora to be involved in Tanis.
Yeah.
Okay, next. The Suda Shlisha Shel Shabbos, another issue that Tosos raises here. What about the Suda Shlisha? Now, this is a slightly unrelated issue now. Now that you tell me that there's a Chiyuv Suda, now you tell me there's a Chiyuv Suda on Shabbos and Yom Tov because of whatever it is, Kavod, Oneg. What about Suda Shlisha? What about what we commonly refer to as Shal Shabbos or Suda Shlishi?
Hayam is Sopik.
So he was Masupik, he was in doubt. He wasn't sure. He was supak. Re. Shema iboi lo ochil elamini tagimo. Perhaps for Suda Shlishas, if a person was so inclined, he need not eat pas, but he could get away, he could satisfy his requirement with eating mine targima, quote unquote. Whatever it is, it's something less than pas. Right? Again, it's a different.
Machalim hameorim te'avon.
That's but we don't know is it Mizonos or not Mizonos. That's the question. And again, in different places in Shas, the Rishonim seem to attribute different traits or different characteristics to the term Mine Targima. Kidipish Rabbeinu Tam, Kidaminim Besudas Sukkah, Umihu, Biksubis, Perak Afalpi, Chashav Gabe, Mishar Ishto Al Yidei Shlish, Shal Sudos, Mishal Shabbos, and Kain Mashma de Kulan Shavos. There is suggestion in the Ksubas that all Shabbos meals are the same. Va'od kevan the alfinon miman, and also there's another problem with saying that you can get by with less than pas, because we learn the chiv of gimel sudos from the mon, meaning they're all the same. Alma the shovel same. Okay, with all of that, Tosfos says umihu im achal sudi revius v'shachach shal Shabbos. Now you ate a fourth suda on Shabbos. Another interesting issue. You had a fourth Suda on Shabbos. You satisfy your obligation of Gimel Sudos, and now you ate a fourth Suda on Shabbos.
So
this
wait,
is Gishmak.
Why is that such a problem?
1 second. This is Gishmak now.
If you forget.
Yeah. Now you ate a fourth Suda on Shabbos, and you benched. But you forgot to mention in the benching.
Ritzei.
You forgot to mention Ritzei. So what are you going to say? Veshach Shal Shabbos. Lo Hadol Resha. You don't have to go back. You don't have to go back and bench again. Why? Says tells us the vada I boy will achil hach suda revius klal, because this suda is not a chiv at all. This suda, this fourth suda, is definitely not a chiv. So you benched, you failed to mention it, say, but because the benching is not a chiv, because the suda wasn't a chiv, you need not go back. Interesting idea.
It's easy to actually make that happen.
It's easy to make that happen.
Well, to have like a fourth suda.
Yeah, on a long Shabbos, I guess it's possible that a person could have
like
Davin Hanates. You have a.
You know, like this one. You have Friday night. Go.
Oh, it's Friday night.
Friday night.
What's that?
You have Friday night meal.
Friday night meal.
That's dinner.
Dinner.
Go to bed. Whatever. Get up for Hanitz.
That's what I'm saying.
Hanitz, you have breakfast.
With a suda, we need to be a suda. Pass. You have to have pass.
And then,
right.
Cholera,
toast.
Cheese, whatever.
Toast and juice.
Every class is having a form.
I don't know. Do they wash? I don't know what they.
Yeah. Certainly at Bells and Visions.
Yeah.
You wash and then the.
Chaim Foy is a well-traveled Jew. You know that about Chaim Foy.
Very, very.
I'm just saying, it's good.
One second.
It is good.
I'd like to hear more about the Vizhnitz, Tish. But
that's
nothing good about that.
Yeah,
there's nothing good about that, though.
What that was referring to.
What do you see from here?
I thought the fourth meal was
no.
Of a Malka.
No, he says the fourth meal on Shabbos. You ate a fourth meal on Shabbos.
So you had Friday night dinner, you had breakfast after Hanukkah, and then after Chatzos, you had lunch, and you finished. And then you're going to shul, and then everybody else having Suda Shoshi, you go in and you wash.
What do you see from this? Very interesting. It's a very interesting idea. Tosa's saying that iboy achayu iboy lo achil creates a situation wherein the benching is not lacking. The benching is only lacking in those cases where the suda is a chiyuv. So when the suda is a chiyuv and the benching is an extension of the suda, then I'll say, oh, your benching is lacking because you didn't mention that part of the benching which really qualifies the Suda. But if the Suda wasn't a Chiyav and the Suda doesn't really have that quality, then what? Then it's not, it won't say it's lacking. Maybe appropriate to say, it might be the right thing to do, but it won't say it's lacking. It's interesting. He's saying in those cases where the Suda is not a Chiyav, Ritzei does not become integrally part of the benching. It's a separate. That's what he's saying here, right? It has to be saying that, because otherwise I would say that he's not saying that my Shabbos benching. Whenever I bench on Shabbos, I must say Ritzei. Because if that's the case, I'm benching now. I would say this is a Shabbos benching. That's it. I'm benching. I left out Ritzei. I don't care if my suit is a chiyuv or not. No, he's saying the benching of Shabbos is only the benching of Shabbos with Ritzei as part fused into benching when the suda is mandated by Shabbos. Then, sort of, the natural culmination of that Suda is the Shabbos benching. But when it's a Suda that's not a Shabbos-mandated benching, then the benching doesn't require a Ritzei. It might be nice to say Ritzei, but if I leave it out, I won't see my benching in lacking. It's a very interesting idea. You could see where someone would take the other position. No, anytime you bench on Shabbos, you have to say Ritzei.
Yeah.
Whether the Suda is a Chiyuv or not. Right? That's the way you assume, right? That's much, much more intuitive.
Well, that's the default, but it doesn't make as much sense as saying that it is only when the heel applies.
I'm just saying, if you wouldn't see this Tosos, what would be your knee-jerk reaction? You would say, if I would say, I had a fourth meal, I didn't bench, I said bench, I didn't say Ritzei, would you say, wow, it's a fourth meal? I don't know if we would say that. We're sort of colored by this Tosos. It's hard to know what we would say without it, but I think the average person, maybe you know, extraordinary people think otherwise, but I'm saying the average person, I think, would be naturally inclined to say, well, Shabbos benching means benching plus Ritzei. You didn't do the Shabbos benching. Now your benching is lacking.
Well,
I'm not saying it's not the other position is not logical. This position is not logical. I'm just saying I don't know if we would naturally come to this. I saw some raised eyebrows.
It's not a normal thing to think that benching is benching, and that
it's only benching with Ritzei when
that Ritzei is not an add-on. It's actually like
in some cases. It's part of benching in some cases, and it's an add-on in others. That's what we're saying. Right? In 3 out of 4 cases, we're saying benching is Birkas HaMazon plus Ritzei, you know, it's together. And then, in sort of in brackets, and the other place we're saying it's benching plus Ritzei. It's benching. Is it benching and Ritzei, or benching with Ritzei?
It's like a person.
I don't know if that's a good way of putting it. Is it a compound or a... what's the other thing? Compound and a...
contraction.
A mixture? A mixture? No, compound and a...
Compound?
Yeah, compound and a mixture. Right, aren't there any science guys? Science?
Yeah.
Chemistry?
Yeah,
so which one keeps its individual properties?
Mixture.
Homogeneous and heterogeneous, I think?
That's a separate issue.
No. There's certain things that each one keeps its own properties,
yeah,
basically. And then there's one thing that it becomes a totally new zah. Two things put together, it becomes something... Yeah, isn't that the case? Or am I mistaken?
Well, I think
yeah.
We're thinking...
So which one is which? Forget what I'm talking about. Forget it. Forget it. I'm just talking basic chemistry.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about anything too fancy.
It's
you can have A plus B, or you can have AB. That's all
yeah,
I'm saying.
Yeah, it's a
helium.
Yeah, you're thinking about compounds. Versus,
what are you saying?
Like ionic
nitrogen.
Versus
nitrogen.
I'm not talking about us. I'm just talking about the basic idea.
We know.
When you take two elements and you stick them together, in some cases you still have the properties of each one in the new thing.
Yeah.
As opposed to in some cases, based on how they are mixed, you have a totally new substance. new properties. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, okay.
So that's what I'm saying over here. That's what I thought. So that's the question over here. The benching. Do you say that Shabbos benching is benching plus Ritzay, meaning I look at it as benching with Ritzay in each case? Or do I say, no, it's benching with Ritzay, new substance in three cases.
Yeah.
And the fourth case, no, it's benching with Ritzay alongside. That's what Tosos is saying over here. In that fourth case, yeah, there's an idea of saying Ritzay, but it's not pogeya, it's not poches in your benching if you didn't do it. It's just you're lacking in that haskara, perhaps. It's an interesting idea.
It's like your hand. Is it separate from you, or is it part of you?
Okay. We hope it's part of you. We hope it would be part of you.
That's actually from Shabbos. It's actually...
Oh, by Rishus. By Rishus, yeah.
Your hand is separate.
Yeah. Rishus, by Rishus, yeah. Rishus. Okay, so this is very good, I think. Maybe we'll take one step further into this sugi, because it's so... it seems to be a source of a lot of excitement here, at least for some. Maybe we'll just spend some a little bit further time talking about the nature of the chiyuv of Sudan Yantif, whether it is or isn't, and then we'll move on to the Ashlama issue. Okay, we'll stop here, Rabosai. Have a good day, and we'll look forward to seeing everyone tomorrow. Be careful out there.